Hey. Hey. Pula was in Batman 50. I'm into it. What's up?
So, yeah, basically, I'm really, really excited about you, the fact that you're writing Batman. You know,
thank you.
I've been following you, like I said before, since A Once Crowded Sky. And I just had a couple of questions. I was kind of rereading back through your run to kind of, like, see some themes that you're looking at here. So one of the things I noticed is in your first three runs, you kind of compare Batman and why he became Batman, first to Gotham. Then you compare him to Catwoman, and then you compare him to Bane. Kind of like each one showing, they kind of had similar origins, but it took him in a really different place. And people have said in the past that his villains are reflections of him, but can you talk about like how you came up with that, or what your thought process was on that?
I mean, for each of those, it was different. I mean, the whole thing started off with I wanted to show Gotham as sort of like why Batman is unique to Gotham City, why it rots other people, it doesn't rot him. For Catwoman, I think they're kind of the same. I wanted to show how the sort of their origins are merged. And for Bane, yeah, I wanted to show what the difference of basically what having good parents or a good mother or a good father in your childhood can make, even if you have pain. If you like, Bane can't cling to that, but Batman can, and what difference that makes.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting as well. You kind of really got me, and I remember actually literally laughing out loud when I found out what was going to happen with Gotham, where it looks like you're just reprising Batman's origin, but then Batman saves Gotham's parents.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It's almost as if the fact that he had a good beginning, his parents die later, but it wasn't the same as Bruce. It kind of seems like you're saying that's kind of a part of what makes Bruce special, where Gotham was able to be broken by the pirate.
100%. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying to get into there, was like, what makes Batman the hero of Gotham City is that he shares the pain of that city. Is that he has this sort of empathetic ability to be like, I know, like, I see the city on fire and my soul is on fire in sort of that same way. And because of that, I can save you. He's not just a rich, spoiled brat who's trying to do good for the disenfranchised. He's like, I've hurt like you, and let me share my hurt, and hopefully that will help you be better.
Okay. And there's one other thing that I thought was interesting that I wanted to ask you about. So you've got, for your first three arcs, you've got the pirate, which is almost like a variant off of Scarecrow, and you've got Punch and Jewel, which are almost variants of Joker and Harley. did you do that on purpose? Was it like an idea to play with the same archetypes but be able to do your own thing, or...?
No, I don't know. It was not. I used Punch and Julie as a tribute to John Alstrander, who's 10 feet from me right now. Because Suicide Squad is my favorite comic, favorite ongoing superhero comic of all time. And I used Pirate as a tribute to sort of, I wanted to make sure people knew that Batman was connected to the bigger universe. This wasn't just a Gotham story, it's a DC universe story.
Okay.
And I feel that Pirate is sort of the quintessential DC supervillain ever since Crisis.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you for taking time. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure, man. That was super easy. Thank you.